So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. We're live from Spain. It is 12 o'clock on a Wednesday, probably. Still don't know what day it is or what planet I'm on. If you've got a comment, got anything you want to say, drop it in the box down below. If you see me looking down, it's because I'm looking to see if anyone's got anything to say. I have my pen. I am ready for drawing. The only thing I haven't got, by the way, is something to rub on the board. Anyway, if you've got any questions about property, we're going to talk about cash flow investing right now, high yield, high dividend property, stuff that's going to get you out of business or get you out of the rat race by generating lots and lots of cash flow. That's what it's about today. If you've got any questions about that, stick in a box down below. We just joined another group, so we're in Leeds Business Networking. If you're watching from there, come and say hello, put your name in down below. That would be very nice as well. And I can see all the things that people are saying. And you've got a question about property, around Leeds or about cash flow investing, then let us know and we'll go through that. We've got a pen, we've got a whiteboard, we'll go through any questions that you've got. But let's talk about this in terms of cash flow investing. I speak to a lot of people and they're like, they want to be a property millionaire. And I'm like, well, why? Why do you want to be a property millionaire? And what does that even mean? What does being a property millionaire even mean? You might be a property millionaire on paper, and I know lots of property millionaires on paper, and they can't afford a pencil. Do you know what I mean? They can't afford a nice car, and they shouldn't be buying new cars, by the way, as we've talked about previously, until they've covered all their expenses and all their costs, and they're actually living in a financially free way. But being a property millionaire on paper, that doesn't pay the bills. What does pay the bills is monthly cash flow. So let's give you a couple of examples straight off the bat. Oh, here it is. Just found my thing to wipe the board with. So let's talk about some examples. You've got any comments, just stick them in the comment box as well. So we've got some real life examples. So I run a lettings agency and a state agency called Invest Leeds, and we've got some deals in there that are going to give you some good cash flow. Let's give you an example. So we've got one in up at Dewsbury, £70,000 is how much you'll need to buy it for. Let's just work out deposits of 20%. Percent is £14,000 deposit. That's your deposit. Can you see that? Yeah, you can see that. Okay, I know my handwriting's crap. I know, don't worry. 70k purchase. If it's your second property, you'll have 3% of stamp duty on that, so that's 2,100. And let's add another £1,000 for completion costs. Why not? So we've got what, 16,000, 17,000. £100 will get you into a deal. Great. That'll leave to finance, what, 56,000? But you need to get a mortgage on at, say, 4%. Let's do the maths on that. If you've got any questions about this, stick them in the box down below. 56,000. And we're going to show you the cash flow that you can get on a deal like this. Times 4% is 2,240 divided by 12 is £186 a month. Let me just see. Yeah, you can see this. Okay, so your mortgage cost is £186 a month. The rent on this is £460. You've got service charges on this, which would be about, I don't know how much they are. Call them 75 quid because I can do the maths a bit easier. Service charge, 75. So that's going to make a profit of... Hey, T, thank you so much for joining in. I appreciate that. If you guys got any other comments, please let me know. So we got what? 75 plus 186 is £261. 460 minus 261 is £215. That's going to give you £215 every single month for the rest of your life. Okay? Now you might need to remortgage and every so often and hopefully you're going to be paying down the £70,000. Where is it? The £56,000 that you actually owe on a mortgage at some point. You might want to do that in 20 years' time and use tomorrow's money to pay that down. A pound today is worth far less in 20 years' time. So we like to pay off using future money, not today's money. That's why all mine are on interest only. And those that are coming up to about 20 years, now we're starting to pay those down rather than 20 years ago, because now we're using today's money, which is worth far more than it was 20 years ago. I hope you understand that. That's an inflation referring
thing. But 215 quid a month. This is a flat, by the way. It's a one-bed flat. It exists right now. It's in Dewsbury. It's on the website at Invest Leeds. Go and take a look. But these are the numbers. I don't know if the service charge is accurate, by the way, so you might want to double-check on that. So that's a guesstimate. But other than that, 4% mortgage at 56,000 is £186. Plus your service charge, your rent is 460. It'll give you £215 a month. Now, I know you cannot retire on 215 quid a month. So let's talk about that, because I think this is really important. So let's get rid of that. We know that we're going to earn off one property £215 a month off £460 a month rent. But let me ask you a question. What happens next year to that rent? Is that rent going down or is it going up? It's only going one way. Like, rents might go down at some point, but they don't stay down for very long. Like, just recently with COVID, we found that they have dropped a little bit. We had a city centre flat in Leeds that was on at like 1250. I think we rented that out at 900 quid just to get the thing rented. And it's been rented now, and the guys have all moved in and so on. Then we had another one at 1,000, and we dropped that down to 850, I think it was. So we took a little bit of a hit. They're on six-month contracts. In 6 months' time, we're putting those rents back up because it was a brick in the road. It was an obstacle. It was COVID. That's why rents have dropped. We're now shooting back up again. This is going to start increasing. Okay, so let's say that goes up another £50, and that's now worth 510. This has also gone up £50. So, I mean, if it's gone up £50, your profit has increased by almost 25%. Right, and people don't kind of get this. People kind of just don't kind of really understand this. But more important than this, and let's stick with the £215, because you still can't retire on £215. But what you can do is £215 times 10 of those properties is 2150. Can you live on that? It's a bit easier, and some people obviously can, and some people can't. And I also, by the way, if you get to that stage, I wouldn't give up work. I wouldn't give up your job because it's too risky. You've got 10 properties. If two are empty at £460, you're only making £1,000, right? So you're putting yourself in risk. But when I first started this game 20 years ago, and I've been investing since, was it 96? No, it wasn't 96. I don't know how old I was. I was 26. That was it. So I'm 47 now. So I've been investing for about 21 years. When I first started doing this, you know, my numbers were £150 times 10 was £1,500 a month. That's all I needed to live on. We didn't have kids back in those days. But that's all we needed to live on. And that worked. And we got there as quick as we could. And we got 20 properties and 30 properties. And we kept growing the number of properties that we had. And by the way, let's change this up a little bit. So let's go back to, you know, if rents go up in the next 5 years, instead of £460 a month, it's now, I don't know, pick a number, £600. Is that going to happen over the next 5 or 10 years? Of course it is. But it's only going one way, and that's up. Your rent is only going up. So let's take this figure. So what, you were making 215 on that one, add another 140 quid. What's 355? Profit every single month times 10 equals £3,550. That's why you invest in high-yielding properties. Forget about capital appreciation. It's not important. I remember an article written by a city centre letting agent whose name shall remain private. And I remember arguing against this guy going, and he's on about, forget about rental returns. That's not what's important. What's important is capital growth. Capital growth is where it's at. But where's capital growth in Leeds for the last 20 years? Like 20 years, yeah. For the last 10 years, there hasn't been any since 2007. So if you were in it for capital growth, forget about capital growth. That is going to happen all on its own, whether you affect it or not. And by the way, you cannot affect capital growth. Yet you might be able to add an extension and increase the property's value. That's not capital growth. Capital growth is what happens while you're busy doing other things. Somebody tweet that. Capital growth is what you do. Sorry, capital growth is what happens when you're busy doing other things. Okay. It'll happen all on its own. You should be investing for cash flow. If you buy 10 of these, and in 10 years, the rents increase to 600, you're now on £3,500 a month. You don't need to ever work again in your life, ever. again, it's done. By the way, for those that don't know, because we're live in the Leeds networking group as well, I actually live in Spain now, but I'm from Leeds originally. I'm recording this live from Spain. We're actually an hour ahead. It's 10 past one here in Spain. And we've been investing for about 20 years. And we know what we're doing because we've lived it. This is what we have going on in our lives right now. Rents are only going up. And by the way, this is what happens. I've got a graph coming. If you've got any comments, by the way, stick it in the box down below. Let me know that this is useful for you. If it's total bullcrap, you can put that in as well. My ego is fragile, but it's not that fragile. Okay. So let's say that this is rent against your mortgage, okay? And actually, recently, this has been your mortgage cost on, say, £100,000, okay? 100K. This has been what's happened to your mortgage costs. You started off here. And this has dropped due to historically low interest rates. And that worries me, by the way, because it lures people into a false sense of security in some way that interest rates will always be low. And they will not always be this low. They're going to go back up, okay? But interestingly, you know, this is over the last 20 years, okay? So zero, 20 years. I don't know what's going to happen to interest rates. I would imagine for the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be as low as we're ever going to get. Okay, this is your mortgage cost. What happens to your rent over the same period? That's what happens to rent over the same period. The bit that you need to look at is that your, actually, let me redo this because that is factually incorrect. Let me just change this a little bit for you. Because your rent should be higher than your mortgage to begin with. Let's do it in blue. Your rent would be here, right? Because you should, whenever you're buying a property, it should be cash flowing every single time. I remember reading in an article in a magazine, and they were talking about how they'd spent £100,000 property, they put 15% in, then they spent £25,000 on this property, which was then worth £125,000. So they'd not increased its value, and they were renting it at £600 after spending all that money. And they were on break even. And they were talking about how once they paid down the mortgage a little bit, then they start to make profit. Are you mad? That's crazy. Why would you do that? You should be buying cash flowing property. You want to be in profit on day one. Like maybe not on a return on investment profit, but your rent has to be higher than your mortgage and your service charges. That is the whole point. This is what happens to your rent then. And this difference here, this difference is where you start to make a lot of money. Now, let's just extend that, running the fear of going off the end of my board. You can see up to about here, that's fine. Now, what if interest rates start to rise steadily? Let's say this is 8%, let's just say. And let's extend that rent. There's a good chance that that is actually what's going to happen. And this right here is your profit. Do you like my diagrams, by the way? Give me a big yee-haw if you like my diagrams. I know, they're great, aren't they? This, by the way, says £100,000, and it's slightly off the top of the screen there. But this is what should be happening. This bit right here, all of this is your profit over a period of time. That's why you should be buying high-yielding cash flow property. And again, we're back to, you know, 10 properties times 200 a month is £2,000 a month. Right, 20 properties at £300 a month is £6,000 a month, right? Fairly obvious stuff. This is why you should be doing it. 40 properties at £400 a month, and we'll get on to how you make £400 a month on a property in a minute. I can't even do that. What's 4 times 4? 16. That's 16,000 a month. 16 grand every single month. Do you think you could retire on that? Of course you could. Let's talk about how you get a property that earns £400 a month and how you buy 40 of them. Should we talk about that? Would that be useful? You guys got any comments? For some reason, comments are not coming up. Cool diagram. Thank you so much. That's the first time anyone's ever said that about my very messy diagrams. Let's talk about how you get to, let's say 16 grand a month. Let's just talk about that. Thank you for your comments, by the way. I appreciate them. All right, so the target then By the way, you can't smell this until we get smell-o-vision, but next door is making a paella or something, and it just smells the most amazing thing. All right, target is 40 properties at 400 a month. Let's talk about that. So we could talk about HMOs here specifically. That's what we're going to talk about. That's our target, 40 properties at 400 a month equals £16,000. Okay, so what you're looking at here is maybe a £100,000 property. And you could do this on four-bedroom properties, by the way, four beds. Now, actually, on the website, let's do that property, actually. Four beds. We've got a property for sale right now. It's not in the nicest of areas. It's down in the Knowles, but we've got a property down there, and then we've got another one up towards Beeston area. And I know that for some people, that's not where they want to invest. And people say, well, I would never live there. And you're right, you're not supposed to live there. These are for your tenants, for your clients, right? So this is an actual deal. It's at investleads.co.uk. You can go and take a look. We've got two out there right now. One of them is a four-bed with a flat underneath. And the other one is a four-bed with a potential flat underneath. It just needs finishing off, I think. But go take a look. It's on the website. So on something like this, this is pulling in £15,000 every single month, right? You're going to need what? £25,000, maybe 20 grand or so. Let's put 20k to get in. That's your deposit, which leaves 80k to finance, mortgage. Shall we do those numbers? Is this useful for you, by the way? Do you like doing the numbers? I like doing the numbers. So £80,000 times 4% is 3,200 divided by 12. It's 266 a month. So you got bills. You got gas, water, electricity, TV license, Netflix if you want to do it, broadband. If we said about 350, let's call it 400. It's a little bit over, is that? About 300 to 350 on my four-bed HMOs, but let's call it that. So that's what, 666? Oh, let's not have that. Let's have 667. I'm really not superstitious, but you might be. So that's 667. That's your total cost. And on something like this, it's pulling in £15,000 every single year. So what is that? It's 15 grand divided by 12. Divided by 12 is 1250. Don't know why I couldn't do that, but I couldn't. Minus 667. Let's just do that. For a property investor, you'd expect my maths to be a bit better, but it never has been. £583 a month, 583. Every single month, £583. Now, we wanted 40 at 400, we probably wouldn't need that many. So if you want £16,000 a year, divided by 583, it's 27 properties. Suddenly, now that's a bit easier. 27 at 583 equals £16,000. Now your job turns into, can you go out and find these four-bed properties with a flat underneath? Can you convert the four-bed houses and get planning permission for a flat underneath? What can you do? And that's just one style of property. Let's give you another example of another property. It's one of mine that I own, but it's not for sale or anything, but let's just run through for the sake of an example. If you want a deal like this, it's available now. It's on the InvestLeads website. You can go and take a look. But let's just give you a different type of property as well. This one would be two one-bed flats in a converted house. So you buy the house for 100 grand, plus you need to spend some money on it. So you need to spend another 20 grand. So you've got 20 grand deposit, 20 grand on a conversion. So that's a three-bed semi, and you're converting it into two times one beds. 500 a month rent. You spend £120,000 in total, but really spent 40 grand in hardcore cash. But you're going to pull out, what, £1,000 on that? Your mortgage is the same figure as before. What did we say? It was 267. So your mortgage is 267. So it's 1,000. What are you? What 750 quid? 725. gosh, I cannot write to save my life today. Okay, $7.25 a month. Now, you've spent, however, £40,000 to make $7.25 a month. So this is where you need to work out what your return on investment is against this other one, which was a HMO with a flat under it. But this is the beauty of property, is you can do all sorts of crazy stuff with it. That's why we're in it. There's so many different things you can do with property. So 725 times 12 is 8,700. 8,700. And to get a return on investment, you just divide that by that, basically. So divided by £40,000. And times 100 is 21%. So divided by £40,000 equals a 21% return on investment. That's not bad, is it? Like, why can you not do that? And you can do it. You need a couple of things. You need some cash, right? So let's talk about how do we get the cash to get into these type of deals? Where's the cash going to come from? And this is where most people are making their mistake in life. And we all make mistakes in life, by the way. But when it comes to finance and income and investing, and none of this, by the way, is legal advice or financial advice in any way, shape or form, because I'm not registered to do that. This is just how I operate. So let's say that you need, what, 20 grand to get into it? £20,000 at 10 months. Is what, £2,000 a month? Maybe. Or £20,000 at 20 months equals £1,000 a month. Like, if you're desperate to get into investing and you wanna start up buying high yielding property so you can retire, come live next door to me. We've got paddle surfing, which I'm looking forward to doing fairly soon. But how do you get to save up that amount of money? So you could do it over, so this is months, this is savings, or rather required, this is how much money you need to get into a deal, savings. So you need to save £2,000 a month for 10 months, will get you £20,000, get into a deal. Or you need to save £1,000 a month for 20 months for £20,000, get you into a deal. Or it could be 40 months, at £500, that'll get you into the deal. And most people see this and go, 40 months? I'm not waiting 40 months. I know what I'm going to do. I'll go buy a new car. I'll go buy a big screen TV. Let's go to Disneyland. Woo! And in 20 years' time, they're still having that same conversation because they've not invested any of this money. They've not set aside the difficult things. Meals out, buying fancy cars, going on nice holidays. All that went out the window when we first started investing. We've gone through some really tough times. I remember one year we didn't even get each other Christmas presents, right? Because we're saving. And this was more important than Christmas, believe it or not. And you might go, I don't want to do that, Dan. Life's for living. And you're right. I'm 47 living in the med. You're right. Life's for living. I agree 100%. Have you guys got any questions on that? Please let me know. People come in and out, by the way, all the time. So if you want to get the download of this, you can go to the podcast, which I think is here. iTunes. That will redirect you over to the podcast. You can download all of them. There's over 380 podcasts, I think, so far. We've been doing this since June 2016, I think it was. So you guys got any questions on this, let me know, stick them in the box. Otherwise, that will do us for today. High-yielding property investments. Seriously, forget capital growth. Invest in your monthly. You know, like I love this idea, by the way. I love the idea of, let's say, McDonald's, okay? Like, I don't eat a lot of McDonald's, but I would like McDonald's to pay me forever. I'm going to answer that question, so I'll come to that in a second. I would like McDonald's to pay me forever to eat their food. And you're like, well, how does that happen? So McDonald's pays, I don't know what it is. I think it's a 2.5% dividend on shares, which is not property, but it's shares. Okay? So if you put £1,000 into McDonald's at 2.5%, What is that? Is that £25? They'll pay you £25 every single year. How many times do you have a McDonald's? Just you, not other people. And how much is a McDonald's? Let's call it £5. So £5 meal means you can eat at McDonald's five times throughout the year, and McDonald's are paying you to do it. All you got to do is stick £1,000 into McDonald's. And by the way, that might go up in value because it's a really crap yield. It's a very low yield. So, for example, you might want to do, let's have a look. Okay, I'll come on to both those questions. So you might want to do AT&T. Instead, I've got some AT&T, and boy, I've got some Tesla. I haven't got a lot, but I've got some. Tesla's is gonna go through the roof. I was going to say it's going to go to the moon, but it's mostly going to Mars, isn't it? But it's going to go up, right? That's what I believe. Again, it's not financial advice. Tesla's going to be worth $100,000 in the next 25 years. I was going to say I guarantee it, but I can't guarantee it. Touch wood. I don't know why we touch wood, but we do. Let's take AT&T, which is an American company, T&T. If you put £1,000 into AT&T, they pay about, is it 6%? A 6% yield, which is £60 a month. Not £25 a month like McDonald's. So actually, if you put £1,000 into AT&T at £60, that'll pay you £5 a month every month for the rest of your life. On average, there's no guarantee what that dividend will be in future. But if you can have one McDonald's every month for the rest of your life, for the next 50 years, however long you're going to live, paid for by putting some money in here. That is cash flow investing. That's why you should be doing it. Your mobile phone, which might be 50 quid a month, if you put £10,000 into AT&T, that'll cover every single month £60 a month. On average, right? We can't give financial advice. And prices go up and down, as we know. So just be aware of that. But this is why we invest. And so one of the first questions that came in was, as you can see on the screen, if you were starting out again, what would you start with? And I like the Grant Cardone version of this. I know Grant Cardone, some people love him or they hate him. But, you know, if you've not got a lot of money, if you've got £1,000, £2,000, £5,000, that is not enough money to invest. How the heck are you going to retire on that, right? So if you're right at the start of your journey, you've got to put this into a business. And as well as a business, you've got to put it into you in the form of self-development of some kind. Now, we covered this a couple of sessions ago, but if you can put, let's say, £1,000 into a business, so you start a business up, £1,000 in, you don't even need to spend money on marketing. I'm going live in various groups here, including the Leeds Business Networking, so hi to everyone if you're in there. You could go live in other people's groups, okay? And like you could make money doing all sorts of things, just introducing people. You could make some money. So you've got to move that money to make £10,000. And when you're then doing that, you want to move that money, 10K into £100,000. The problem as a property investor is, doesn't matter how much money you've got, you're always going to run out of money. So you've got to develop a system to generate more cash flow. So one of the ways which we generate cash flow is we've got online training, for example. £27 will show you how to source property deals below market value. 20 years of experience put into 95 videos, spread across 13 modules. It's yours for 27 quid. That generates me about £1,000 a month. So on average, a bit more actually. Just depends. It goes up and down. But between 1,500 and 2 grand, I would say. But let's call it £1,000. £1,000 a month times 12 is £12,000. Can you buy a little crappy house for about 50, 60 grand and rent it? Yes, you can. Might not be in the best of areas, but you can do it. That's why we do it. So if you're starting out, forget about investing for now. You need to find a way of generating cash flow. If you can't generate cash flow, you're going to always struggle in life. And money don't make you happy. How the hell do you know? Trust me, it makes you a lot happier not having to worry about bailiffs, bills, knowing your rents are covering all your monthly expenses every single month, and it's only the first of the month. Trust me on this. It feels vastly different than having to get up and wait till the end of the month till you get that paycheck. It's vastly different. And for most people, they get the paycheck and it's gone within a couple of days, right? I know you know what it feels like. So the course, let me put the link onto the property sourcing course for you. Property sourcing. It's in there. It's 27 quid. I mean, you can't go wrong, can you? Loads of videos. Go take a look at that. But you have to start investing in you first before you start investing in assets like stock shares, businesses, not businesses, stock shares and property and that kind of thing. And I've got a couple of other rules as well. Some things I do not invest in when I'm looking at assets. So let's do a big tick for yes, and let's do a red cross for no. This is what I invest in. This is the only thing that I invest in. Property, obviously. Myself, goes without saying. Gotta invest that money in yourself. I dread to think how much money I've spent in the last 20 years. I've got a fair idea, and it's around 120 grand, around that. But it's probably more because I've forgotten stuff I've done. I've missed stuff out. I've walked on burning hot coals. I've broken arrows with my throat. I've bent iron bars with my throat, with my wife. You know, we've done amazing stuff. But I've invested in that to break down the belief systems that were taught from school. Thank you, Temple Moor, for ruining my self-esteem. And Crossgates Middle School for ruining it before I got to Temple Moor. Thank you so much for that. It cost me a lot of money to get myself confident and the belief system in myself again. You start, got to be investing in you. I invest in property, I invest in myself, and I invest in businesses. And we invest either with money or with education or with knowledge, but we're constantly looking at businesses to buy. And in fact, we'll find out later on today, in a couple of hours, we're buying a business valued at, which is £2 million turnover down in London. I'm going to find out later if they've agreed for us to purchase that business. But this is what we invest in. Pretty much that's it. Let me tell you what we don't invest in, because I think this is as important, right? And I'll explain why we don't invest in this stuff. Gold. Why do we not invest in gold? We don't invest in gold because I can't eat it. I can't pay for things with it. It generates no cash flow. So no cash flow. Oh, I can put this up here. No cash flow. This is why I don't invest in gold. By the way, let's have another column, which we're going to call gambling. Can you read that? Yeah, you can see that. So this will, I'm off the side of the screen, but you can see it. Okay, let me move it down a little bit. There we go. This will annoy some people. This is what I don't do. Invest in. So gambling is things like Forex. I've been doing Forex for like 8 years. I'm beyond atrociously bad at Forex. Obviously, gambling, something we don't do. We just don't do it. We don't play any games. The lottery is gambling, by the way. And then one other thing is Bitcoin. Now, I put an asterisk next to this. I have got Bitcoin. It's tax-free. It's held in my pension through an ETF. But I have got Bitcoin. I'll tell you a story about Bitcoin. You'll laugh at this. So we had a... We got a pension and we had 10 grand set aside in this pension. And we were like, Bitcoin was £1,500 at the time. And we were like, oh, come on, let's buy 10 grand's worth of Bitcoin. We sent, it was a new account. We sent the paperwork over. Bitcoin went up to £15,000. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just turned 10 grand into 100 grand. Guess what? They never received the instruction. We never actually bought the Bitcoin when we should have bought it. So we actually ended up buying around the 10 grand mark. So we're slightly below on Bitcoin right now. But like that is a gamble. I don't know where Bitcoin's going to go. And also, by the way, I've got Tesla shares. Tesla doesn't pay a dividend. Tesla is a gamble. Right? I'm going to say that again. Tesla, for me, is a gamble. I've got some money spare. I know I'm going to lose it, potentially. And if I do, I'm okay with that. I'm never okay with losing money. I'm a northerner. But if I lose it, I lose it. And it's the same with Bitcoin. But it's a intellectual gamble. You know, I think Tesla's literally going to go sky high. But it doesn't pay a dividend like most technology companies. And if they do pay a dividend, it's dreadful. But Tesla do not pay a dividend. And I'm in this for cash flow. So cash flow businesses, that's what I should have put there. So property, me, I generate cash flow through good mental health, through a firm belief system in what I'm doing, in being able to look at something and disagree with somebody else who vehemently agrees with it, and I'm okay disagreeing with their expert opinion because I want to be the expert, and I'm happy to make or break by my own choices. But I can only do that if I've invested enough time, education, knowledge, and experience in myself. And so the question of, where is it? If you were starting out again, what would you start out with? This right here. That is buying courses online, learning marketing. We're going to go live on Monday. We'll talk about marketing there. But for me, this is number one right here, and then business, and then property. So the idea, is there anything else I wouldn't invest in before I wipe that off, by the way? Is there anything you guys wouldn't invest in? Well, I have a quick drink. Okay, I'm going to do one more diagram, and then I've got one more question that's been asked, which I'll answer. So what you have is you have business that generates cash flow. Cash flow. That goes into property. That generates more cash flow. You can either start another business, or you can put some of that money back into the business to grow the business. That generates more cash flow. That allows you to buy more property, which generates more cash flow. Put more cash flow into your business to grow it. That generates more cash flow. At some point, you also want some cash flow for monthly, is what that says, expenses. At some point, this rotation here, you've got to start sending some money out to cover your monthly costs, your phone, your laptop, your car, your mortgage, your school fees, your electricity bills, your council tax. When you've got enough, and this might be about £3,000, depends where you are in the cycle, depends, you know, if you're in your 70s, that's no good, right? Because how long have you got left? I mean, I think we'll all live till 100, quite frankly, these days. But how much longer have you got left? And by the way, the problem isn't that you're going to die at 65. The problem is you're going to live till you're 100 and you've not done this. That, for me, is scary. That's why I'm so focused on doing this. So this is what you should be doing, and then you should be pushing some of this out so that now you've got all your costs covered every single month. And what I see when people go bust is that their business is flying and they spend loads of money on fancy cars, holidays and houses. They don't buy any assets that's going to generate cash flow. I watch, you know, I play basketball and I see NBA players making millions of pounds, 30 million a year, and after they've quit basketball in 10 years, they're bust and they're homeless. And it's like, you've got the cash flow, they're spending it, but they didn't buy any assets. If you just spent 10 million on buying assets, you'd never have to worry about money ever again. And that's what I want for people. That's really where why all this comes through. Is that useful? I'll leave that up for you. People come in and they're like, what the hell is that? Okay, last question then. If you were starting out again, what would you start with? No, it wasn't that. We've answered that one. Oh, Daniel, how did you focus on your goals? So I hated my boss. And by the way, I'm my own boss these days, so read into that what you will. I hated my boss. I always wanted to be financially free. I thank my teachers at Temple Moor for telling me how stupid I was. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Hope your school teacher pension is keeping you happy. But I hated working for bosses. I hated being told I was stupid. You'll never make it in life. You're useless. All you do is daydream. You're right. I did daydream and now I live for daydream. Thank you very much for reminding me. So for me, it's about getting really clear on what those goals are. How do you want to live your life? Do you want to have to get up and go to work every morning? I didn't want to have to do that. I wanted to get up and do whatever the hell I wanted. Obviously, then kids come along and, you know, there are no lines on a Saturday morning with your five-year-old running at 7 o'clock. Woohoo! I don't know where they get the energy from. But for me, it's like, so there's two types of motivation here. The first type is moving away. Motivation. So you've got moving away from motivation. Oops. And then you've got moving towards. And most of us utilize the moving away from motivation. And the problem with that, it's great to begin with because you hate work, so you work really hard on your business, and then you're able to leave work, and then you're not motivated anymore because the motivation has gone because you were motivated away from working for someone else into your business. And then you get into business, and then suddenly you know, the pain then is you're working 60, 70 hours. That might be the moving away from motivation, but you want to convert it to moving towards motivation. So that could be a speedboat. It could be nice holidays, but using the cash from your investments to pay for them, not using cash where you have to go and exchange your time for money. So this is what motivated me. To begin with, it was the moving away, the pain of staying in work with a boss I didn't like, and working 80-hour weeks and nearly dying on the motorway, a couple of car accidents, you know, from being late to appointments and so on. That nearly killed me. That was my motivation to move away from that pain. Now, it's about moving towards, and I've got a number of things that I move towards. One is cash flow. Constantly looking at what can I do to improve cash flow. And one of my targets is a grand a month. So if I take on a new business, I want to get to a grand a month as fast as I can. And if I can increase that, awesome, even better. The next motivation for me is helping other people. And the reason why that's a motivation is that when you get to this stage, like, you get a bit bored sometimes. You can go jet skiing. Yeah, you can, but who with? All your mates are working. But you could go paddle surfing. Yeah, you can, but who with? So you want to take people along for the ride with you. My wife still works. She works in a private school here, which is where our little one goes. And she loves working there. She doesn't want to live off my money. She wants to be an independent person, and that's awesome. And then we get a whole social network around that as well. So that's really cool. But helping others is a real motivation of mine. Because, boy, I've made so many mistakes, and I have so much pain. I don't want other people to have to go through that pain. I want people to be able to move towards positivity, a positive belief system, monthly cash flow, so they never have to worry. I want people to understand about cash flow and how that works. Well, that's a very nice thing for you to say, T. Your videos are more valuable than attending Harvard University. Could you write me a Google review saying that? That's very kind of you. I'll give you the link, by the way. If you guys find this useful and you want to give me a review, honestly, what am I? daniellatto.co.uk/Google review. If you want to do that, that's always appreciated. But the moving away from motivation for me was very powerful, but it only gets you so far. Let me diagram that because I think it's important. Honestly, last diagram, and then I'm definitely going. This is what most people look like. Okay, they're here. And the best way I'm going to show this is fixed costs right here. And here is profit. Oh, actually, I've done that slightly wrong. Let me just redo that line. Here is profit. So you're in profit here and here. Okay? These are fixed costs. So what happens is, while you're up here, like, life's great. So you can take, like, you know, take it a bit easier. You don't have to do any marketing in your business. Great. Life's really easy. And then suddenly you've not done any marketing, and now your costs are more than your income. You're in trouble. Okay? So now you're highly motivated to move away from that, and you work really hard. You do loads of marketing. You do loads of work. Do loads of quotes and bring in loads of business. You work really hard. And then you're back here again, and you're in profit. Now you don't have to work so hard. So you take your foot off the gas, and then what happens? You end up being like, your expenses are higher than your income. Now you're highly motivated again, so you work like mad. Honestly, this is life. The same year, 0 to 12 months, every single year is the same. 2020, 2021, 2022. By using cash flow for a start, if your cash flow is up here and you've got towards motivation, and towards motivation might be a yacht, a swimming pool, a villa in Spain, it could be whatever that happens to be, waking up without having to go to work. You can focus on that. This is your target right here. And you don't stop working until you get here. Most people start working when they get here, and they stop working when they get here. And that's what keeps me going. Right, that will do us for today. Mindset's so important. Absolutely. Can't agree with you more on that. We are live again on Friday, Mindset and Hustle Show. Hopefully we won't go for 45 minutes, but I hope you enjoyed that today. We'll speak to you on Friday, and if you've got any questions, stick them in down below. I will keep checking anyway. My name is Dan Latto. I'll speak to you soon, guys. See you on Friday. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.